Professional codes of ethics. Ethics are fundamental in the business world. Many large companies and professional organizations adopt their own corporate culture, addressing how an employee or representative of an organization should behave. Refusing to comply with that corporate culture could endanger the individual's position in the organization. Most brokerage firms have adopted a code of ethics that license holders must follow. The firm's code of ethics can be attached to or made a part of an independent contractor agreement signed by the sponsored license holder. Brokers should occasionally review the code of ethics to emphasize its importance as a guide to business behavior and not just a document signed and hidden away in a file. When confronting an ethical issue, the code of ethics can be a guide to its solution. The National Association of Realtors, founded in 1908, is America's largest trade association, representing over 1.5 million members. Its membership is composed of residential and commercial realtors who are brokers, sales agents, property managers, appraisers, counselors, and others engaged in the real estate industry. Members belong to one or more of some 1,400 local associations, boards, and 54 state and territory associations of realtors. They pledge to follow a strict code of ethics and standards of practice. The term realtor is a registered collective membership mark, identifying a real estate professional as a member of the National Association of Realtors who subscribes to its strict code of ethics. The code of ethics is so highly regarded as a model for ethical conduct that it became the basis for real estate license laws in many cases. In addition to the code of ethics, members may take advantage of tools such as marketing materials, forms, and educational materials. Membership is voluntary. Therefore, not all license holders are Realtors members or not. All license holders are regulated by the Texas Real Estate Commission and must abide by TREC rules and regulations. The National Associations of Realtors and other trade associations receive complaints alleging ethics violations against their members. Such complaints can be directed to the local association to which the member belongs. Typically, a grievance panel will conduct an initial review to determine if the complaint alleges a violation of the organization's code of ethics. If there is an alleged ethics violation, a hearing panel will convene to hear testimony and the presentation of evidence to decide whether a violation of the association's code of ethics occurred and order any warranted disciplinary action. Disciplinary action could include a reprimand, a fine, probation, suspension of membership, revocation of membership, or any combination of the above actions. The panel will advise the parties of any rights to appeal the decision.